Lesson 95. Flour and Bread. Let us buy a pound of flour at the baker's. The baker will give us the flour in a nice paper bag, and it will only cost about 2 pence. When we open the bag, we will see that the flour is a fine white powder. Where did the flour come from, and how was it made? There are several kinds of flour, such as oat flour, barley flour, rice flour, and maize flour, or corn flour. But most of the flour used in Great Britain is wheat flour. Wheat flour, of course, comes from the plant called wheat. The farmer sows the wheat in his ploughed fields in the late autumn or in the early spring. When the wheat plant comes up, it looks like a little blade of grass. During the summer, the plant grows tall, with a long, hollow stem and a head or ear of little green scaly flowers. They do not look much like flowers, as they have no brightly coloured leaves. Each flower turns into a seed or grain, which becomes hard and round as it ripens. When it is ripe, it turns yellow. The farmer cuts it down, or reaps it. He carries the wheat to his barn, and there he thrashes it, or beats all the grains of corn out of the ears. The corn is then put into sacks and sold to a man called a miller. The miller grinds the corn between two large, flat stones, which are called millstones, or between steel rollers. The husks or skins of the grains of corn are first rubbed off, and then the white inside or kernel of each grain is ground down to a fine powder.